Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Twitter has started offering guaranteed video ads to some advertisers. The number of internet users in India is set to hit 450 million by June this year, and Pinterest has acquired the human-powered search engine Jelly. Twitter has started offering guaranteed video ads to some advertisers. Twitter has partnered with Dentsu Aegis Network to offer advertisers the opportunity to buy a set number of pre-roll video ads that will definitely be viewed by the advertiser's target audience. This guarantee brings these Twitter video ads more in line with how traditional TV ads are bought and will cost advertisers a figure in the low six figures. The ads will be counted by third-party measurement companies so that advertisers can rest assured that they are getting the views that they pay for, a concern held by many advertisers following Facebook's now infamous measurement errors in 2016. Twitter is currently only offering guaranteed video ads through its partnership with Dentsu Aegis Network, although it is thought that it will expand its offering to more advertisers in the future. The number of internet users in India is set to hit 450 million people by June this year, an increase of 4% from just December last year. This is according to predictions from the Internet and Mobile Association of India and IMRB International. The biggest increase in internet users is expected to come from rural India. Currently, 60% of urban Indians are online compared to just 17% of rural Indians. The number of rural Indians coming online is rising much faster than urban Indians. However, with rural India seeing an internet growth rate of 22% compared to urban India's 7%. The study also pointed out internet usage differences between urban and rural Indians. Urban Indians use the internet for email, social media, and e-commerce, whilst rural Indians prefer to use the internet to access video and audio entertainment. The visual search engine Pinterest has acquired the human-powered search engine Jelly for an undisclosed sum. Jelly is an app that offers crowdsourcing for questions. Users can post questions and other users reply. The acquisition suggests that Pinterest is interested in expanding the ways in which users can discover content on its platform. It's not yet clear, however, whether Jelly will be integrated into Pinterest or if it'll continue to operate as a separate entity and simply share its expertise. Pinterest recently hit a staggering 150 million monthly active users worldwide. The Mo Ibrahim Foundation has expressed concerns over continued internet censorship in Cameroon. The Cameroonian government cut off access to the internet in two English-speaking regions in the country in late January 2017 in an attempt to quell protests taking place in those areas. The internet blockade is still in place, something which the foundation says is damaging the region's economy and its residents' access to vital educational and health information. The foundation has urged the Cameroonian government to lift its blockade of the internet, warning that continued censorship could have a potentially devastating impact on citizens' lives. And finally, research by Kantar Millward Brown has uncovered the branded content preferences of teenagers in the EU5 countries. The study looked at how teenagers from the UK, Germany, France, Spain, and Italy perceived various kinds of branded content. It found that branded events were the most popular type of content amongst teenagers in Germany, France, Spain, and Italy. UK teens deviated from this trend, however, preferring branded social media content above all other content types. The study also found that teenagers in the UK, Germany, and Italy viewed branded content more positively than their older counterparts, but in France and Spain, it was the 20 to 34-year-old cohorts that preferred such content. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.